Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
With inflation being the way it is, short supply of veggies, things going up, I reckon the last 6 months I've been definitely been a lot more aware of wastage in the house. Like, I try and make sure we use everything and nothing gets thrown out.
So you eat the stalks from the broccoli?
I even eat the dirt that's attached to it.
Oh, really?
I don't want to waste that too, yeah.
It's like someone washes a lettuce, you're like, whoa, whoa. That dirt has nutritious value.
Yeah. In the past, like maybe you'd go to the shops and buy a bag of potatoes, like 3 or 4 kilos, and you're like, oh, it's all money in the bank. If we use it, we don't use it, whatever. Now I'm just like, before Rachel goes to the shops, I'm there with a calculator and a pen and paper, meticulously planning on exactly the amount of the vegetable that we'll need. Like,
have you thought about growing your own though? Because you have enough yard where you could set up a few garden beds.
That's more work for me.
Not really. You like put some dirt in, plant seeds, water it, bang.
Sad
vegetables.
Sad thing is, now our garden shed out the back, we actually have this basically hexagon shaped looking thing that's about that high that's perfect for putting vegetables in.
All right. Which so makes taunting
it even,
you.
Yeah, which makes it even worse. But I've been on the frozen veggie bandwagon for a while. You often see me here at lunch with the steamed frozen vegetables. Locks in all the nutrients and everything. It just works out to be so much cheaper.
And well, steamed vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a lot of other people will be now probably jumping on the bandwagon, the frozen veggies as well.
Two recent studies have found frozen vegetables contain 2/3 more antioxidants than veggies that have been in the fridge for 3 days. Plus, they're cheaper. At Woolworths, fresh Brussels sprouts are more than double the price of frozen.
Get out.
I know.
You disgusting man.
I still wouldn't touch the Brussels sprouts.
No.
Frozen. Imagine frozen ones.
Oh.
Fresh ones are bad enough.
Good if you're playing backyard cricket, I guess. You can use them for that.
Little golf balls.
Yeah.
Sucking them around the backyard.
Practice your putting.
But yeah, apparently you can save quite a bit though with when it comes to your frozen veggies. And there's different tiers of frozen veggies I've found. As someone who's been buying them for a couple of years now, if you really get tight, not even I'll get this tight, you get these ones that are in a bag for only a couple of dollars, if that, and they're all these tiny little cubes of like a carrot. Apparently one of them's potato. When you look at the cube, you're like, oh God, and there's like a cube of something else.
Hang on, like, so you wrinkle your nose at the thought of a cubed potato, but if it's in a rectangular prism form, you're like, great, chips.
That's right. I can carve it off.
What's the difference between a cubed potato and a chip?
Like a meatloaf, I can just carve it day by day. But you've got your different tiers of your vegetables and stuff as well. And they reckon you can save, for big families, upwards of about $78 a week.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about the stuff going bad in the fridge as well. The amount of times we buy something, you're like, oh, we're going to make a stir fry tomorrow night. And all of a sudden someone invites us to dinner or we do something else and then we forget.
Yeah.
And then, you know, next thing, a week later, you open up the crisper in the fridge and it's like CSI where you're trying to figure out what that sludge in the bottom of your crisper was. What vegetable was that? Get this down to the boys in the lab.
Yeah, the crisper is like the second page of Google. It's where you go to hide bodies. That's like it's like that with the fridge. It's where you put things to forget about them, basically. But it looks like people have already started to catch on when it comes to the frozen veggies, apparently.
Coles and Woolies bosses say cheaper frozen veggies have been flying out of the freezers.
The amazing thing about frozen produce is that you can get all produce at all times of year at a really good price point.
That is true. And you don't have to worry about everyone having, like, touched it.
That's right.
You have to wash all your fruit and veggies all the time because everyone's always fingering your apples, so to speak.
You can kind of tell with the frozen ones if someone's been touching, there'll be a massive gaping hole in it. In the frozen food section.
Yeah.
But you could really tell the funny thing about this report. Obviously, it's hard to get kids to eat vegetables and things. Mm. And I reckon this reporter, I reckon his parents struggled to get him to eat vegetables when he was growing up.
Okay.
This is how he introed the report at the very start.
The frozen vegetable is often regarded as the fresh veggie's poor cousin. Cold, bland, lifeless, and neglected.
Ah, McCain, you've done it again.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Last night, lying in bed, and there was some disappointment when the rocket failed to get up. And you're probably like, well, Brad, there's a blue pill for that. And it's like, no, it's not that. I was watching the live coverage of the Artemis 1 launch over in Florida. It's very exciting. This is NASA's first real effort to return to the moon. It's a three-step or three-phase plan to get people back on the moon. And Artemis 1 was the first unmanned rocket that they were going to launch. But then just as they were about to take off, they decided to scrap it.
The issue that came up was an engine bleed that couldn't be remedied. But the rocket is currently in a stable configuration.
Yeah, there was a problem in one of the four engines. They had a bunch of astrophysicists out on the launch pad with the bonnet of the rocket up, just all looking at each other like, what do we do? They called in roadside assist to see if they could give them a jump. But they had a two-hour window in which to carry out the launch. Unfortunately, that window passed. They weren't going to risk the launch, you know.
I just like how casually he was about it. I'd kind of think it'd be up there with, like, telling a fighter pilot to fire a missile. You'd be yelling it out, like, abort, abort, abort. Not just, maybe not a good idea that we go to the moon today.
They're pretty cool, calm and collected. It's not like the movie. So they reckon they will reschedule the launch for the Artemis 1 probably either this Saturday or maybe, I think, Monday or Tuesday, something like that.
Okay.
September 2nd or 5th is what they're looking at now. But, I mean, like I said, it's part of a three-step mission to return to the moon. The first step is unmanned, although I discovered this last night.
What's on board? We know people aren't on board. We've got three mannequins, two of them women, I understand.
What? Mannequins.
It's good to see they're representing.
Look,
it's more inclusive mannequin crash test dummies used on the launch.
Exactly right. I think crash test dummies when I hear mannequins. Mm. So they have the targets on the side of their head.
I don't know if they had those on the side of their head. But
yellow.
I mean, this is the unmanned phase. And then I found out in phase two, there will be people on a rocket that will go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't set foot on it. It's going to orbit the moon and then come back to Earth. I'm like, how crappy would it be to be the astronaut on that mission? That's like driving all the way to Dreamworld on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Doing a lap of the car park, mm-hmm, and then immediately driving home.
Exactly. Like, right. Well, we've seen
it. But I want to go in. No, you can't. That's not part of the mission. Hopefully NASA figures out what's gone wrong and, you know, they work out all the kinks because they've spent a lot of money on this. We're talking billions of dollars in the new space race. And they're getting to a point where you're like, oh, you know, is this what it's going to be like in the future? Like, they're trying to get their astronauts to the moon, something wrong with the rocket. Next thing, they're on the phone to Elon Musk going, can we bum a lift to the moon from you? Is that right?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Winter may be wrapping up very soon. Let's be honest, it won't. It's going to clog off and go, all right, no more cold at the end of this month. That's not going to happen.
No, it doesn't clock out tomorrow?
No, we can be optimistic, but it's not going to happen. But something you can rely on around this time every single year, it's only just getting started, is magpie swooping season.
Oh, yeah.
August through to basically October, about 6 weeks or so, they're saying, is what the season sort of goes for. And
where we live in Bega, I think we're like Magpie Central. Like, there's a little lane that runs next to our house, and someone's put a sign on it that says Magpie Lane. And we do have a lot of it. And I think one of the upsides is that they seem to keep the Corellas away.
Oh, okay.
It's like they're like rival gangs, and the Corella's like, oh, that's magpie turf. We don't go around there. They're flying the black and white colours. We don't go near those.
They've got some sort of parlay, like an agreement.
It's like the Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah, I just imagine going through this magpie, past this magpie alleyway, and they're all leaning against the fence, flicking a coin, just going, you need to get out of this.
Look at what we have here.
But something that we do know definitely about these magpies, they have a taste for junior sport. There's so many reports. Every time I see it getting really bad, it's around like kids playing junior sport and magpies just going absolutely ham.
Mm.
Once again, junior footy in Adelaide.
Under attack, it's Paynham Oval. An under-14s game gate-crashed by a territorial magpie, much to the amusement of onlookers. But swooping snipers are no laughing matter.
Unfortunately, they do know to target the eyes. They'll take anyone that they think might be a threat.
The eyes. Don't look them directly in the eyes or they'll come straight
for the eyes, boo. I actually saw something yesterday about the surefire way to stop a magpie from swooping.
Yeah.
And that is to feed them. They reckon magpies never, ever attack anyone who feeds them. So, and neighbour Shirley, she's always feeding the magpies in Magpie Lane, like bits of mints and stuff like that. So I'm like, I need to like say to them, hey, I know Shirley.
Yeah, that's one way.
I'm friends with Shirley. Don't swoop me. She's the one that feeds you.
That's one way. I've seen the movie The Birds, though, back in the day. I just prefer to stay inside. Look at them and go, all right, I understand. That's your turf. I'll wait a couple of months, you know, and then I'll come outside and see how things are looking. But, yeah, the eyes, that's just horrendous, isn't it?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not just an isolated incident, though, in that area in South Australia. It
doesn't even make sense that they go for the eyes because I heard you can put like an ice cream, an empty ice cream container on your head and paint eyes on the back. So I've heard that if they see eyes, it freaks them out. They won't swoop.
Yeah.
They swoop because you're not looking at them. But now they're saying what they go for the eyes specifically.
They're very vindictive.
Doesn't make sense.
They're very vindictive, these magpies, aren't they? But there's been other cases in the area as well.
In recent weeks, the unlucky ones have gone online to warn others. A cyclist reports how one aggressive bird chased him hundreds of metres along Linear Park. A runner at Grange had some bleeding after he was swooped. Even young children on their way to school aren't immune.
Yeah.
Hundreds of metres. This someone just had it in for this one particular person.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up.
The guy got on a bus. The magpie got on the bus as well. It was like one of those
just watching
tense spy thrillers.
Hits the stop thing with his beak. All right, we're getting off here, I guess. But advice, obviously, is protect your head, your eyes. Stay calm. And in certain cases, like kids walking to school, the kids are probably walking to school at the moment getting ready. There could be magpie hotspots around here.
Well, apparently it's only the males that swoop, and it's only a small percentage of the males that swoop. Not all male
not all
magpies
paint the same
swoop.
Brush.
Yeah.
That's right, but maybe avoid the area is what they're saying as well.
Like it's the best play.
I can just imagine, like, they're making it sound like a war zone, like parents wording kids up. They put the backpack on, they're about to send him to school. And it sort of reminds me of, like, the, you know, like Jake Sully in Avatar when he's getting the advice to try and, you know, catch the dragon in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine the kids are getting the same advice when it comes to avoiding the magpies going to school.
You will have one chance, Jake.
How will I know if he chooses me?
He will try to kill you.
Power FM's Brad and Hartsey.